Isn't it great how God plans things out? Now, I didn't tell Dave anything about what I was preaching about or anything, and today I'm preaching on the Shepherd's Joy. Did you notice the last two songs? What were they focused on? The shepherds. The shepherds. I many times have thought about Christmas, and we like to read the Christmas story and everything, you know. And I've thought about many things. So I was thinking about how do I title my message this morning and that. And for some reason, I started to think about Westerns. Okay? Any of you used to watch a lot of Westerns? I loved Westerns. Oh, by the way, I was disappointed this morning because I was waiting for Tracy to tell me, hey, the kids are singing today. Is that okay? Honestly. I saw that picture this week of them when they were all younger. Somebody posted.
Oh, Jen.
Jen. Yeah. And when I saw them all here today, that was my first thought. And I kept waiting for Tracy to say, is it okay if they sing today? Huh? I saw that. I was watching. I was listening. Yeah. But anyhow, I started to think about Westerns. Anybody remember the John Wayne movie called The Cowboys? Huh? What's that? It was on last night. You know, I like that movie. I really like that movie. And you know what? It's one of few that John Wayne actually dies in. You know? I mean, he was a character. He was so great among the actors at the time that he never died. I think there were two or three that he died in. And I thought, I used to watch an old show called The Virginian. I don't have that channel. I have a channel up at Pyman Tuning at our camp. We just have the local channels. And I have a channel that is nothing but old Westerns. And I love it. And even my wife watches some of them. And she was, you know, The High Chaparral and the one Clint Eastwood's in as a young guy. Rawhide. You know? You tell me it was on last night too, huh? Bonanza. But a lot of the movies were called The... And then they took even like more movies. The Dirty Dozen. Right? The important to whatever is the important thing. This Sunday is all about the Shepherd's Joy. So I titled my message simply, The Deplorables. Uh-oh. Everybody just kind of like, what? How do you like the way I'm dressed today? I got so many comments on how I was dressed today. You guys fell right into my trap. Right into my trap. You think I'd have got all those comments if I'd have come in torn, dirty, smelly jeans and a t-shirt and I'd have got comments, huh? I'd have got comments. Not the same type of comments, right? Yeah, you fell into my trap because no matter who we are and what we are and how good a Christian we are and how much we love people, we are still sometimes affected by things we see, hear, smell, you know. And so the reason I titled my message The Deplorables is because that's what the shepherds were. Now think about it. Has anybody heard that term, deplorables? Okay. As a matter of fact, how many here own guns? You're deplorable. How many here read their Bible? You're deplorable. How many here go to Walmart? You're really a deplorable. You know, we see things and hear things and we make judgments on things. And today, a lot of times, conservative, gun-toting, Bible-carrying Christians are considered deplorable. Well, I want you to know, when you look back over time, who was the first shepherd? Anybody know who was the first shepherd? Huh? Abel. He tended his flocks, right? Abel was a shepherd. How about another well-known shepherd? David. David was a shepherd. What happened to him? He became a great king. See, it used to be, when we read back in the Bible, if you go back in the Old Testament, a shepherd was a worthy profession. Okay? But here, when you start to approach this time, with the turn of the century, you know, the first of this new era, shepherds were considered deplorable. Shepherds were not liked by most people. Shepherds were shunned. As a matter of fact, if you would look at this time in timeline, in scripture and stuff, shepherds were ranked right with the lepers. How amazing the switch, huh? And see, us gun-toting, conservative, Walmart shopping, if I'd have worn my smelly, dirty clothes, I'd have been right in there, right? But I wore this because you guys said, you really look nice today. Well, you know what? I'm the same person whether I have these on or my smelly work clothes. Right? Didn't change me. It just changed my appearance. But the shepherds were considered deplorables. They were, you know, they were considered ceremoniously unclean. Why? Anybody here farm or used to farm or worked on a farm? Did you ever feel you really got clean? Huh? I can remember when I worked on a farm and that, you know, you're shoveling out the stable, the stalls, you know, you're moving stuff and that. Your hands never ever seemed to get totally clean. Down in the little creases, it always seemed to be that you could never get your hands clean. Well, the shepherds were considered ceremonially unclean because of the nature of the work they did, and they never attended religious services. Did you know that about shepherds? Why wouldn't they attend religious services? Huh? They're out with their flock. They're out with their flock. Because the shepherds, you know, they would stay there. They were isolated. They were forgotten. They stayed out with the flock night and day, right? You know, I mean, they just, they tended their flock all the time. They were away from normal people. They were isolated. They were forgotten. Because, see, what do you do with a flock? I'm trying to stay here locally so I can not be out of the picture too long. So people think that I didn't fall off the edge. What do you do with the flock? How do you do that? Okay. So anybody that's done that, there's no food, what do you got to do? You got to find a new place. And that's what shepherds had to do all the time. They would take their to an area of food and water, and eventually what would happen is there was no more graze left, and they would move to a new place, and they would move to a new place. So they were never in one place long enough to get established in a community or anything because they were always moving. So they were isolated. They were forgotten. At that time, shepherds were mistrusted. They thought shepherds were willing to go and steal anything at any time. Why? Because they're here today, gone tomorrow. You know? So guess what? Anytime anything happened that something, you know, got lost or disappeared or something, it was the shepherds must have come in and took it. You know, they were mistrusted. They were treated with contempt. They were also very brash and very bold. they were people that, they kind of like me, they spoke their mind, and they weren't afraid to say whatever they had to say. What repercussions were they going to get? They weren't there long enough for anybody to retaliate, so they were brash and they were bold. In other words, they were deplorable in the eyes of most people. Look at Luke chapter 2. Yes, I am going to use scripture this morning. Luke chapter 2 started with verse 8. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over the flock by night. These were a group of shepherds that happened to be close to Bethlehem. They were close to the area in which Jesus was to be born. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terribly frightened. The angel said unto them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared a multitude of angels. Glory to God in the highest. When the angels had gone away, the shepherds began saying one to another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph as he lay in the manger. I want to stop there for a minute. Okay. Now you understand why Jesus was born in the manger. Don't you? Who did he announce it to first? Shepherds. Do you think the shepherds would have got into the hotel? Based on what I told you about the filling of shepherds, do you think the shepherds would have been able to come to Bethlehem and go into the finest inn? Huh? They were deplorable. They were people that were wretched and dirty and smelly, and nobody liked them. See, we look at that whole fact, and in order for God to work out his plan, he wanted to announce to the shepherds first. Why? Do you know why that is? What did Jesus say? Huh? He was the Lamb of God, right? What else did Jesus say? "I am the shepherd, you are my flock," right? What more fitting a role than to announce to the most deplorable people in the area, the shepherds, the birth of the great shepherd? He was born in a manger. The shepherds rushed to see him. They were close. The shepherds were close to the town of Bethlehem. They were able to get there quickly, unlike the wise men. Wise men took years to get to find Jesus. But the shepherd, think about that, huh? God said, "All right, here. The shepherds, you're first. Hey, you guys that are wise men, that are the elite, you're going to take a while. But you're also welcome." So here you have these shepherds, and it says they rush to them. I want you to see why God worked in the way he worked. He entrusted the greatest message that he ever gave us to a group of smelly shepherds. Why? Well, first off, I want you to understand the shepherds were very attentive people, weren't they? They were very attentive. If you're tending a flock, what do you have to do? You have to watch them. Why? Especially sheep. Why sheep? Huh? Predators. The predators would come in to try to kill the sheep. So you had to watch for predators. Remember how David took his sling and had to kill things that were coming after his sheep? Huh? There were predators that would come in, just like our coyotes today. You know, you have to watch. If you have a small dog and you live out in the country and your dog's out in the yard, you better be keeping an eye on it. Okay? Because coyotes today are everywhere. Coyotes are at an all-time high, I think, in this area. And so little dogs are great for coyotes. You know? And, you know, I saw an article where a guy hit a dog. And the dog wasn't dead, and he took it to the vet. You know? And the dog was in his back seat. He took it to the vet. And he got to the vet, and the vet looked at him. He says, "Do you know what this is?" He says, "Yeah, a dog." He says, "No, this is a coyote." He said, "And you had it in your back seat." You know, it's a predator, okay? When they're injured, they will attack anything. A lot of times they go around in more than one or two, you know, attack quickly. So they had to be attentive to the things around them for the predators to come. What else did they have to be attentive about? Why'd they stray away? I'm glad somebody said it and I didn't have to say it. They're not too smart. And we're called sheep by Jesus. What's that tell us, huh? We're not too smart sometimes. So they had to be attentive to even just one lonely sheep wandering away. They had to be very attentive. So they were keeping watch day and night. So they would have a group of shepherds, and some I'm sure would sleep during the day, and some I'm sure would sleep during the night, but they always kept watching their flock. And Jesus chose to come to them. Why? Because he knew they'd be paying attention. They'd be paying attention to what was said. They were so committed to their work that they never left their work. Are we so committed to Christ that we never leave our work for him? Imagine that if we were. So here they were, the most deplorable group around, and God comes to them first. And the angels come, and it says that they were in awe. It says they were frightened. The angel appeared to them, the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. I'm sure they kind of like, what is this? You know, when I think of terrified, you know, it's not just being frightened, is it? Have you ever been terrified in your life? Huh? Were you terrified the other day? Is it a good feeling? So here was the angel showed. I mean, think about this, okay? You got these shepherds that are out there and they're tending their. What's the most they ever have to worry about? The predator coming in at night, you know? They don't have to worry about other things. All of a sudden, this angel appears before them. Bright light. Glory to God. And they were frightened. But they were in awe. They were standing in awe. You know, Peter had the same response to Jesus, didn't he? Was Peter in awe of Jesus when he said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man"? Why did he say, "Depart from me"? Because he was in such awe of Jesus that he did not feel worthy of Jesus being there. But then you look at the message, and what's it say is they immediately what? Questioned the message. They accepted it, didn't they? They accepted the message. And they said, "Look, this is good news. This is great. And they calmed down. And the Bible says, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. You know what the shepherds became? They became the first evangelist. What did they do after they went and saw Jesus? They immediately went out and told everybody. Now, can you picture this? Here I am, the smelly shepherd, considered deplorable by most people. And I'm going to go tell you, Jesus, our Savior, is born. Huh? First off, as a shepherd, I would probably think, well, they're not going to listen to me. Why did they do it? Because they were excited. And they accepted the message just as it was. And so they acted upon that message. And they said, we're going out. We're going in to see him first. Okay? I was thinking about this as I was preparing. Do you think they cast lots to see who got to go? This band of shepherds was out there. Do you think they argued and fought about, well, who's going to go see this miracle? Or do you think they might have all went and saw it? If you were in a band of, and you just heard this, would you be willing to stay back? Huh? Would you be the one to say, hey, you guys, go ahead. I don't care. I think they all. I don't know how many there were. There may have been four or five. There may have been a dozen. There may have been 50. I don't know how big the flock was. But I know that not one of them stood there and said, oh, the rest of you go. I'll keep watch. What happened was their total focus, when they accepted that message, they all acted upon the message, and their total focus was on God. And not one of them probably said, what about the flock? Because they all wanted to see this miracle that they had just heard proclaimed, that I am bringing you a message of great joy, for unto you this day a Savior is born. And a Savior is for who? All. All. And so the shepherds say, hey, the Savior is born and it's for all. And they rushed to act upon it. And I would be willing to say that when they finally did get back to their flock, that not one sheep was missing, not one part of the herd was gone, because God took care of that while they were gone. God said, well, we'll take care of this. They acted upon God. They acted upon his word. They acted upon what they were being told. And they moved and they went. They hurried off. They left in haste. I can imagine they just dropped everything. I can imagine the ones that may have been sleeping at that time, as soon as the light shone, they woke up and saw what was going on. You know, you can't, you know. Not easy to sleep through a thunderstorm, is it? So I don't think it would be easy to sleep through an angel coming in the great light of heaven either. And so they went to see the baby. Now, here's the point that you have to see. It said he was in a manger. Shepherds did not hesitate to go. Do you think if God had announced to the highest members of the society at the time that they would have went into the smelly manger to see this thing? Would they have even accepted the fact that he was in a smelly manger? And again, I said, you know, no matter how much you clean something, that smell is always there. That residue. And so here, as you see, the shepherds immediately went to the there. It wasn't the priest. It wasn't the king. It wasn't the greatest of the elite. God announced to the most deplorable in the time, in that time, in that area, my son is born. My son is born. After they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child. The word used in the text. Now, I'll go back and make sure here. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child, is the NASB. Anybody have a King James? What's the NIV say? Anybody got the NIV? What's verse 17 say in the NIV? Okay, so the NASB says they made known. The NIV said they spread. The King James says, when they had come, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. Okay? They made known. The text, the Greek text that is used there for made known or spread is the same word that's used to evangelize. They took it out. They took the word of God out. They went and told because they couldn't keep quiet. And the last thing I want you to see about the shepherds is when they got to the manger and when they went out and continued to spread, it was constantly with adoration. They adored God and his son. Typically, in verse 20 says, the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all things they had heard and seen, which they were just told. They didn't wonder about what they saw. They worshiped about what they saw. So, are you proud to be a deplorable? Huh? You think about it. Are you hearing God call? Are you hearing God's word to you and he's challenging you in maybe a way that you've not been challenged before? Are you hearing God saying, hey, I want you to pay attention today because I've got something new for you today? Do you love God so much that you're willing to go out and spread the news? I have a thought that these shepherds were going into territory highly unknown to them. Remember, they were used to being alone. You ever use the excuse, I can't talk to somebody, I just don't have the words to say? Imagine what these shepherds were like. Were they able to talk to people? No, they weren't. I mean, first off, they were bold. I kind of liken their, I don't know what their language was of that time, but I kind of liken it to a steelworker's language. Anybody that's ever been in a steel mill knows what a steelworker's language is like. Probably a lot of other companies too. And all of a sudden they're transformed totally. Okay? In just that moment, they are transformed from being a stinky, smelly, deplorable shepherd to the voice of God. What an amazing event. You know, it just wasn't that Christ was born, but God took the most deplorable and made him something they were not. They were the most amazing people going out and telling about the amazing event that they had witnessed. That today, A Savior was born, and that Savior is for you. And for you. And for you. And they came to me first. Other than the mom and dad, I was the first one to see the baby. And I have to tell you, on the mountain, in the valley, wherever, I have to tell you that God's Son is here and a Savior is born and He's here to save us. And they were full of joy and wonder and awe. We today have to be attentive to what God calls us to do. I can tell you, each one of us is somewhat different. Okay? We're all called to worship God. Do we all worship in the same way? No, when we were singing Go Tell on the Mountain, I saw people signing. I saw a little boy run up and he wanted to get the little shaker and was, you know, shaking it while he was singing. Right? Now, I couldn't see what the rest of you were doing because I was looking this way, but my peripheral vision could catch over here. Okay? I was still waiting for Tracy to lean over and say, hey, we got a song. Next time you guys all come. Oh, wait. No, don't. No. Next time y'all come, be prepared. Okay? So you're coming back next week? You're all coming back next week, the week before Christmas, right? Come Thou Fount. Oh, yeah? Couple weeks. Okay. Next time you come back, be prepared, please. How many of you have seen this group of kids grow up? Huh? How many of you remember when they were kids up here? Huh? Yeah, I've been here 16 years. Okay. I don't know how you guys grew up in those 16 years because I didn't age any. You know, I'm the same. I'm still 40 something. But we've watched these kids grow up. And they all had an amazing talent for God. And they all shared that with us. And we got to enjoy that. But you know, pay attention to whatever God has for you. Be awed by God's message for you. You know, when God speaks to each one of us, there is a purpose. The purpose here was what? Do you think after a few weeks, the shepherds were considered the deplorables? Or do you think people might have saw them as a little bit different? They might have still been deplorables, but they were more accepted deplorables, maybe? Did something change? Definitely something changed, didn't it? Because we see it. They went out. They went from a group of people who talked only to each other to one taking a message out to everybody around them. That's a change. See, when God comes into your life, there's change. Oh, He doesn't change everything about us. Like I said, you'd have got the same message if I'd have come in with holy smelly jeans and a t-shirt that was all dirty and, you know, sandals on. As a matter of fact, I come out and I was dressed in this, and my wife looked at me and she says, whoa. She didn't expect that. And I would tell on you, Jude, but don't get mad at me. She had a jean dress laid out. She said, well, I can't wear a jean dress if you're all dressed up like that. And she had to go get another dress. Well, see, it'd have been really funny if I'd have come out dressed in dirty, rotten, smelly clothes that that I worked on the quad last week and had grease on them and everything else and stunk. I wonder what she'd have wore then. Her jean dress. What's that? Yeah, probably. Probably. But see, I did this for a purpose. I'm exactly the same inside, no matter what I wear on the outside. And when God calls you, He changes the inside. And see, the shepherds, they went out with joy. They went out. And that's why I said, you know, God took care of their flock. I don't think the shepherds went back to the flock the next day. I think there was a period of time in which they were out sharing, and then all of a sudden it hit them. Oh, wait, we got a job to do. Or the owner found out that none of them were at the flock and sent another group. I don't think they rushed back because they were different inside. When God calls and God, we get that message and we accept the gift of Jesus Christ, the Savior, we are changed on the inside. And the outside may not change a bit, but we are changed on the inside. And at that point, we need to act on what we know now is the truth. We need to take that truth. I've been quite impressed in this year. I have, in my limited time of being out in the public shopping and stuff like that, I hate to shop, you know. You got to do it once in a while. Since Austin got married and moved out, we only have to go for groceries once a month, and our bill is about, yeah, we look at it and say, well, Austin came Friday night, opened up the refrigerator, opened up the drawer, opened up the cupboard. He says, you got no food. He says, you don't have anything. What's going on? We don't eat as much as Austin ate. So we don't have as much around as Austin when Austin was here. And so he was looking at everything, you know, and not finding. I said, well, if you want something, it's in the freezer. You know, Judy doesn't make big meals that has leftovers. When Austin was there, she made big meals and there was no leftovers. But now she makes something. She just makes enough for the two of us because it's different. But we are, as we live our life for God, things will change. And that's why when we're in a hospital and we're not able to do the things that we can bake cookies, I am sure that Dave brought joy to the people around him in the hospital. Okay? I am positive that they brought joy to those people. I said, in the midst of all this, I looked forward to reading that little blip. What's going on in Dave's life today? You know? What exciting happened? And it's been an exciting journey. But it's a tough journey. And sometimes God puts us on tough journeys. I always remember a song that we sang a lot. It's in that valley that God restores our soul. God puts us on tough journeys. I don't think the journey for the shepherds to go out and spread the joy and the good news was easy for them. Oh, wait, the Bible says they did it. It was easy for them. Why? Because they totally gave over to God. They totally gave over to God. They said, you know, matter what, we believe you, God. We believe you. And we're just going to do what you say to do. Then they had fear when the angel showed up, but it doesn't say they had fear when they went out and spread the good joy. Huh. They didn't have fear. They went out and they did it. The message for you this morning in this Christmas season, and more people I started that story on it. You said, well, what was he talking about, the shopping? I got back to it. I always get back to it. I don't forget things. I just sometimes ramble. I've had more people say Merry Christmas to me this year than ever in the past few years. There are stores that used to say you couldn't say Merry Christmas that backed off. And to me, I don't care if somebody wants to say Happy Holidays. It's to me, yeah, I understand. December is a month of holidays, isn't it? You have Kwanzaa, you have Hanukkah, you have the different. We, as Christians, celebrate the birth of Christ. Unfortunately, there's a lot of the world that hasn't realized that yet. Tells you we got a lot of work to do. There's a lot of the world that hasn't realized that Christmas is all about the birth of Christ. But for us, yeah, even if they say Happy Holidays to me, I'll say Merry Christmas. I'm not going to say Happy Holidays back. I'm going to say Merry Christmas. Because it's all about Christ for me. But if somebody says Happy Holidays to them, I'll just take it as a nice, cheerful, peaceful greeting. They're wishing me something good for this time of the year. So I'm not going to not respond, or I'm not going to tell them, hey, you're wrong. But it's all about Christ. And if you really believe, what do you got to do? Go tell it on a mountain. Go. I said that, Dave, when we did your selections, I'm like, wow. Yeah, sometimes I still get amazed by what God's planning does even before it happens. And when it does happen, it's like, why did I even think that God wouldn't have it all planned? Hey, we were without our praise team today, just part of them. She didn't come out and play for me. But God always has a plan for us. And when we're attentive to the plan, something good will come of it. Something good will come. The message for this season, go out with joy. Let joy fill your heart. For some of you, it's easy. For some of us, it's not so easy. You know, when you're looked at the mean guy and everything else, you know, people always kind of, you know, everybody that have known over my lifetime say I'm intimidating. I'm not intimidating. I'm a lovable big teddy bear. But my wife's back there making faces. But look at the shepherds. They were what they were, weren't they? Were they going to change what they were? You are what you are. And it doesn't matter what you are. God can use you to bring joy in this season. Joy that Jesus Christ, our Savior, was born. And the importance of that was, in order for him to be born, he then died upon a cross to save our souls. We all have that gift of salvation because Jesus Christ was born. And we should be filled with joy, not only this time of the year. We focus more on it this time of the year, I think. It's enjoyable to go out and see the lights, see how people decorate, you know. I'll tell you right now, don't come past my house, because if you expect to see lights, you won't see any. I didn't put any out. There's enough people out there with lights for people to go see. The only bad thing about putting them out is you got to take them down when it's cold and snowing and icy. And oh, by the way, I got a tall house, so you got to climb a ladder. My wife is totally, if I go above the second rung of the ladder, she starts to tell me, you don't need to be on a ladder. It wouldn't even let me put the star on top this year. I wanted to. I said I could do it. And everybody here said, yeah, right. Maybe you can, but you won't, because we're not letting you. You know? But go out with joy in this season. Let your heart share with others. Make somebody's day by just saying a kind word to them. We don't know what kind of days people have. Spread joy. Because if there's one time of the year when people are open to the joy of Christ, I think it's this time. Because, see, they're already celebrating. And now you're just bringing in a different reason to celebrate. And I think people are open to it. Maybe more so. You know, you see a lot of people attend church on Christmas. Why? Because they still have that little feeling there of there's something different about this time of the year. Go out and tell people about Christ and spread his joy. Let's pray. Let's stand. Lord, we do thank you today that we can share joy. We thank you that as you chose the most deplorable people at that time to give your message and to fill their hearts with joy, do the same thing with all of us. We don't care what the world looks at and sees in us and says, well, yeah, they're different. We don't like them because they're different. We don't like them because they're not like us. God, I pray that each one of us can be the most deplorable person to the world because we're doing nothing but glorifying you. As the shepherds went out and glorified you, may we go out in these coming weeks and glorify you, Lord, no matter what it is that comes our way. May we just go out and glorify you. We ask it in the precious name of Christ. Amen.